Hello, Professor. Yes, I'm in your class. A very pleasurable coincidence, isn't it? What do you I think about your first lesson? It was okay. But I think we'll better be heading to your office to give you a complete evaluation. Oh, why is your expression all of a sudden? You look like a puppy when you frown and make those fearful eyes. So, so cute. But let's get to business. Chop, chop. Let's go to your office. So, Professor, how are you enjoying your staying so far? You know, I was thinking, how did they collocate you? I mean, let's be fair. Pre-adolescence is fairly early stage in life to be independent. Mm-hmm, yes, I know you're not like other boys, but... Ma'am? I'll stick using the word boy for you. And it is rude to interrupt someone while they're speaking, you know? Oh, there's no need to apologize. I'm just teaching you the proper manners. This is a nice office you have there, isn't it? A couch, a microwave, a private toilet, and a sink, a closet, a bed? What? Oh, I didn't expect that. That's kinda unconventional. It's the first time I've heard someone having to use his office as his own bedroom. Well, I guess that makes sense. You surely can't be in the girls' dorm room and your parents live in another state, so... this kinda gives me an idea. Nope, I won't say this now. I'll explain later. Let's sit on the couch for now. No, there is no need to write anything down. Just come sitting next to me. Closer than that. Closer. Fine. If you won't get your body attached to mine, I'll make you do so by taking you by your waist and pushing you against me. You know, I kinda love the idea of overpowering you with my brute strength. So, today's lesson was very fascinating. I couldn't help myself keep staring at you, thinking about caressing your thighs, just like I'm doing now. to whisper sweet words with my mouth being so close to your ear, to kiss your neck. Oh my God, when you make that desperate face, it makes me so horny. I don't know if you understood this already, but the cuter and shyer you act, the more I want to control you. Do you remember what I taught you the last time? Very good. Good boy. And did you do it? No? Why? Immoral? You gotta be kidding me. This is even more enjoyable than I expected. You see, the more innocent you are, the more I can corrupt you. And just thinking about you trying to fight, but unable to resist desire, it makes me so horny. I know you noticed that I wasn't wearing bra today. My nipples are already so hard. Well, since you haven't been masturbating before nor after your first time, I'm pretty sure you're already covered in pre-cum from me massaging you and pushing your head against my big, big boobs. I'm pretty sure just one of them is bigger than your little head. I know you like it. To feel the warmth, the tenderness. I can see in your face. I can see it from you turning red, swallowing your own saliva. There's nothing wrong with it. You're so aroused, aren't you? I'll tell a secret. I am very horny as well. When I pass my hand over your bulge, I see something growing bigger and bigger under your underwear. It's desire. That's biological. You can't do anything about it. But the more you try to resist your desire, the more intense mine gets. Let me push you to lay down. As I lie down on you, almost crushing your small, teeny tiny body with mine, my big breasts sticking your nose as my nipples rub it, my hands blocking your shoulders, making you unable to move. As I lick and kiss your neck. Don't you see? Don't you see how wet I am already? My panties are literally leaking lady juice. It's your fault. The fault of... Here it is. Finally free of the fabric. The fault of this big, magnificent young penis of yours. How can a body so small be attached to a cock so immense? This is going to be our second lesson today. A sexual position. Since I like being dominant, I'm going to teach you a position that makes the girl being in control. It's called cowgirl. I particularly like it because it makes me enjoy the view of your horny boy little face from above, where I belong. Now, let's stroke this big dick a little bit first. I want it to be completely hard and fully erect before putting in my pussy. Yes. Just like that, baby boy. Get your dick stiff for mom. This is so incredibly impressive. So big and full of sperm. And now it's time. I want your virginity. Yes, just like that. I want you inside me. Do you want to squeeze my tits? I want you to squeeze my tits now. Give me your hands. Oh, so soft hands. So small hands, so young hands. Yes, squeeze mom's tits. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, you like it, don't you? What if I bend over a little bit? You can suck my nipples just like the last time. Yes, yes, baby boy, come on. Suck your mama's nipples. Oh, fuck, yes. Now, take your both hands. Put on my hips and move it just like this. Very good. Yes, move your hips too. I want to feel you inside me. Oh, fuck me, yes. Yes, fuck me so good. Oh, yes, like this. Gosh. Oh, so good. I want you to spank my ass. Come on, slap my ass. Do what I say. Yes, now. Very good. Very good. Harder now. Come on. Yes, very good. More for me. More for me, but don't stop sucking my breasts. Yes, baby boy, just like this. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Come on, yes, I want you to grip my hair. Now, So good, so obedient boy. Yes, keep going, keep going, keep fucking me. I want to feel you, oh, so stiff inside me. Yes, do you like it? And how do you say thank you, mistress? Yes, very good, baby boy. Keep doing. You like it, don't you? Yes, I know you do. I know you like it. Keep going. Oh my god, I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. I want you to come inside me with me. Yes, be obedient. Be a good boy. Now, I'm gonna count down and we both are gonna come together. 10, don't come yet. 9, very good boy, very good. 8, hold on, hold on. 7, hold a little bit. 6, fuck me boy, fuck me. 5, keep going. 4, we are very close now. 3, just hold a little bit. 2, get ready. 1, now, now, come. That was so good. See? It wasn't so bad after all, wasn't it? Having sex with someone as beautiful as me. I'm sure it's a dream for a boy, your... Hey? Are you there? Oh my god, you fainted! Don't worry, sleepy boy. Rest. Come on. Rest here on my chest for how long as you like. I love having cute baby boys sleeping on me. And by the way, the idea I was talking about, I think you better get used to sleeping on me because I'm moving in your office. And then we'll have sex. Every time I want.